share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. At about 8 p.m. on the 21st of April, two women were walking to Publica when they encountered two Matt Rempits on a motorcycle who were catcalling them. The women paid them no mind and continued on their way. However, the men rode against traffic and started trailing them on a pedestrian walkway in front of a condominium building. We were on a pedestrian walkway in front of a condo with a rail separating us from the road, so we felt safe till we realized they turned up onto the walkway and came towards us. We screamed to draw attention and yelled at them to leave us alone. The two of them then ran away to put some distance between the Matt Rempits and them. However, they came back the third time. This time, one of the victims, Shokita Rasulova, 23, who is an Uzbek student in Malaysia, started to record them using her phone. When they were up ahead, my friend noticed they had stopped to pick something up. After that, they turned back and began heading to us. The victims then went near the main road, and after realizing that the men could attack them from close proximity, they ran to a nearby school. It was at that time that one of the men jumped down the bike and ran to attack them. Shokita's friend managed to escape, but Shokita didn't. The attacker slipped and fell as he took a swing towards me with a large stick. I took that opportunity to beat him up while he was down, but he bit my arm. His friend jumped off the bike to attack me too, so I turned to run, but I wasn't fast enough. I felt the impact of being hit on the back with a stick. A security guard at the nearby school opened up the gate for the two women to take shelter in, but at that time, the assaulters have already left the scene. After that, the two women went to lodge a police report, and Shokita also went to the hospital to get a medical report regarding the injuries that she has sustained. It was a minor muscle tear and a soft tissue injury. These may seem like minor physical injuries, but they can never be a representation of the amount of trauma that she has faced. Speaking to World of Buzz, Shokita said that she is traumatized. "I'm terrified. I didn't think something like this could happen to me in the middle of the city, in Damansara and Mount Kiara. They are not really a rural areas and it's really populated. So, I was in shock and I'm still in shock." Shokita hopes that her post can help to spread awareness of this incident, and she hopes that the police will be able to catch the culprits as well. We certainly hope so too. This is an incident that should not have happened, and women should be able to walk somewhere at night without feeling unsafe. We hope that justice will prevail soon. Also read: PDRM arrests man who sexually assaulted women in a Cyberjaya building, management to increase security. Source: Shokita L. Instagram source: Shokita L. Instagram source: Shokita L. Instagram source: Shokita L. Instagram. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.